Colin Hay and his great band comes to the Lumbra Theatre in Bendigo on Friday night. He's been good enough to join me on the line. G'day, Colin. How are you going?
Good morning to you.
You relocated to Los Angeles many years ago. Why the move?
I moved here for a number of reasons. I had a record deal based in Los Angeles. Well, first of all, I had the opportunity to, because there's not really that many people that have the opportunity to kind of live wherever they want, really, you know. So I came here because I had the opportunity. I came here because I had a record deal that was based out of Los Angeles. I came here because I was getting divorced from my first wife. And I came here because I was having trouble with a drink. And I figured, well, I'll wipe the slate clean and start again. So that's what I did.
And you've stayed there?
Yeah.
Do you get back to Australia very often, or mainly when you're touring? Or
Mainly when I'm touring, but I do come back. I mean, I used to come back a lot when my parents were alive. I'd just come back. Even if I wasn't touring, I would come back and see them and hang out with them. But, I come down at least once or twice a year.
You were part of the AP A Good Times tour with the Black Sorrows, Mental as Anything, and also Deb Conway. How was that tour?
It was excellent. I loved it. I loved hanging out with those people, and I hadn't seen Greedy for years, and I really loved hanging with him and Camilleri, of course, and Deborah. There was nothing wrong with it. I really had a good time on that tour. I enjoyed it. No pun intended.
Had you crossed paths with them over the years, those artists?
Oh, yeah, I've known them all over the years, yeah, absolutely. Mental as Anything opened up for Men at Work in 1983, 82, 83, when we were touring the States, so I've known them for a long time.
The band that you're bringing here, great musicians, and they've also become great friends of yours as well.
Yes, well, I met them through my wife, and that's what you want to have. You want to have like a band that travels really well. So they play great and they travel great, and we enjoy each other's company. So we have a really great time when we tour. So there's no nothing. There's no downside to it.
Gigs need to have some kind of structure, but I know you like to keep things as loose as possible. Does that keep things fresh for you?
Well, no, we rehearse the songs and we rehearse the show, but we have a long list. We have like a master list, if you like, a master list of songs, which is really too long. Like there's more songs than, there's probably twice as many songs as we'd play in a night. You know, we've probably got a set list of maybe 30 songs or something. We might play 16, 17 of those songs. So we do change the songs a bit, yeah, but there's always songs that we'll always play. You know, it depends. Yeah. It depends where we're playing, what the audience is. But usually what tends to happen is that you experiment for a little while at the start of the tour, and then a kind of a set list usually kind of presents itself, and that usually ends up what you end up doing for the majority of the tour, you know.
And 10 of the 13 songs on your new album, Fierce Mercy, are co-writes. How does the co-writing process work for you?
Well, we sit in a room together, me and Michael, that I wrote the songs with, and we bicker at each other for a few months, and then we ended up with all these songs. So, there's no real... I mean, there is a mystery to it, I suppose, but... And I haven't really written with a whole lot of people, but I enjoy writing with him, and so he would come over with some musical ideas, and I would have some as well. We would just sit there and figure out what the best ones were to work on and finish them. You know, that's the key to it, actually, is actually finishing the song. You know, ideas are not that difficult to come up with, but finishing the ideas is where the work comes in.
I know a lot of musicians always like to look forward. You've got a great back catalogue of songs with Men at Work and also your solo material. Is it a case of giving people what they want when you perform?
Well, I always think you want to give them. What they want, but you also want to give them, what they didn't expect as well.
Yep.
You know, so you want to give people more than what they want. Otherwise, you know, there's nothing. There's not much point, really. You know, I mean, if people just want to hear, say. The old Men at Work songs, which I always play, it's not really not that much of a challenge. I would probably just stay home, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, the reason for going out there and playing is to play new music, but, you know, you embrace the past, and so you play songs from the past, you play songs from the solo records, and you play songs, new songs as well, but it all seems to work okay, and, but you always want to give people a bit more than they expect, you know, and people seem to appreciate that, you know.
Men at Work famously played at the Cricketers Arms in Richmond, which is a pretty small pub. How did they cram so many people in there before you moved on to bigger and bigger venues?
You know, I've gone back there and looked at it, and to be honest, I have no idea, because when I, my memory of it was that it was, you know, we used to pack, you know, a couple of hundred people in there, and to be honest, I had no idea how we did it now.
Colin Hay comes to the Alumbra Theatre in Bendigo on Friday night. We've got a great prize to give away. You and three mates, four tickets to go and see Colin, and it's also a meet and greet. You'll get to meet the man himself. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Colin. We'll look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself.